We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Stephen Tidd in the morning here on this Monday morning, 8:48 now here on KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Today is Cyber Monday. Record online sales predicted.
Two.
Two small earthquakes rattle East Wichita. No damage reported.
One.
COVID cases on the rise across the U.S. as the Thanksgiving weekend comes to a close. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on the Monday morning commute. We do still have emergency crews on the scene where a car is in a ditch northwest of Clearwater. That's at K42 and 71st South. Some motorists assist at that location. Traffic update from Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Sunny today with a high of 47 degrees. Clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 23. And for Tuesday, tomorrow sunny. Tomorrow's high, 49 degrees. So now partly cloudy, 21 degrees. We have a west wind at 10 miles per hour. 8:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Delivery company DoorDash is looking for a valuation of nearly $30 billion when it takes itself public. The company is planning to raise up to approximately $2.8 billion from an initial public offering of 33 million shares. The offering is expected to be priced between $75 and $85 per share, according to a regulatory filing. Man. DoorDash will list on the New York Stock Exchange under the Dash ticker symbol, D-A-S-H. Wall Street closed out the holiday week last week with new highs for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. In Friday's half-day session, the S&P 500 rose 8 points and closed at an all-time high. NASDAQ also closed at a record, helped by gains in Apple, Tesla, Zoom, and other tech companies. It rose 111 points. The Dow, which earlier in the week, crossed 30,000 for the first time, rose 38 points on Friday. A panel of U.S. advisors will meet next week to recommend who should be first in line for a COVID-19 vaccine. Experts have proposed giving the vaccine to health workers first. High priority also may be given to workers in essential industries, people with certain medical conditions, and people aged 65 and older. Tuesday's meeting is for a panel that advises the government on who should get vaccines and when.
Hey, you've already got your spot in line.
I'm in line there as an essential person, right?
And your age.
I know, I'm just old.
That's and, right. Yeah, you qualify for like almost all of them.
What do you mean?
You're an essential worker?
Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
I have certain medical conditions.
See?
No. Yeah, I'm right there. I'm going to be first in line. 8:51 now, Stephen Ted. New news for a building in Derby. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Pleasant View Elementary in Derby has a new owner with plans for a new use. The school closed earlier this year after 75 years of operation. The Derby Board of Education recently sold the building to Tom Schmeidler, who is the president of SBA Construction. He plans to turn it into a senior living facility. The school was closed because it needed significant improvements to its HVAC, plumbing, and electrical systems. Schmeidler bought the building for $212,000. The head of the aviation unit at General Electric says the division should expect continued cuts over the next 18 months. GE Aviation employs about 750 people in Winfield, Narc City. The company earlier this year announced plans to cut about 25% of its 52,000 person global workforce. CEO John Slattery said the pandemic-related difficulties expected to continue into 2022. And NFL team owners like Lamar Hunt Jr., the Kansas City Chiefs, were hoping that by now more fans would be able to go to their stadiums, providing more ticket and concessions revenue. COVID numbers keep rising, making it more difficult for government to justify the risk of allowing additional fans in the seats. Financial consultant Mark Giannis says the current levels are better than zero, but not by much. The NFL have projected that losses would be between $2 and $5 billion. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, at your house, do you find what I found at my house, and that is that every year it seems the number of Christmas ornaments seems to grow and grow. And
yes,
large boxes are filled with ornaments that have to be taken care of. And
exactly. Yeah, that, and also more of them break, it seems.
Yeah,
like.
Half my garage seems to be full of these things. And
yeah,
I can't get my
where'd
wife.
We get that one? What, yeah. What the heck? Where did that come from?
Can't get my wife to pare that down at all. I don't know. I don't know what the secret is, but at any rate.
Well, they all have sentimental value.
That's right.
Probably.
Every one of them has sentimental value. Yeah. There's a red one. Yeah, there you go. you know, we'd like to tell folks about our KNSS toy drive this year. It's pretty neat.
Good.
You can simply select the virtual toy donation that works best for your family or business. And Toys for Tots is going to turn your monetary donation into physical toys for kids. All you got to do is visit our website, knssradio.com. And click menu.
Very good.
And you can find out how you can be a part of KNSS Toy Drive. That's a good deal right there.
Yeah.
So you go to KNSS.com.
Yep. And there's
and click
a
on menu.
It's up there at the top. Right.
Okay.
Today is National Meth Awareness Day, educating American public about the effects of methamphetamine abuse on families and communities. And this stuff is awful. As part of the initiative, it is hoped to increase awareness and decrease demand for the highly addictive drug. They're saying that a lot of times that just one exposure to this is all it takes and you're hooked. A national survey found one out of six young adults has used illicit drugs in the last month. And brain scientists now know why just one use of crystal meth can make a person feel hooked. So, yeah.
And if you talk, devastating.
You talk to the police and they'll say, yep, there it is, meth. It is nasty stuff and it leads to a lot of other crime problems. It really does. People, you get a habit, you got to support it, right?
So. Horrible, horrible problem here in Wichita. Yeah. Jeff Easter, our sheriff, says much worse than opioids, as a matter of fact.
Exactly.
It's been terrible.
That's exactly what he's told me, too. I said, what about the opioids? Oh, it says, no, meth. Meth is the deal. All right. Gentlemen, thank you so much. It's 8:55. Steve and Ted coming up. We've got the Glenn Beck program. And they're going to look at Time Magazine's Person of the Year nominees. They have several of them.
Oh.
They're going to be talking about that with
That's
Glenn.
Another
Beck
one you're qualified for.
Yeah. Coming up at 9 o'clock on our news, Biden is putting together his team as he tries to make a transition to the White House. That's the news at 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita, now a chilly 21 degrees.
Attention area employers. Do you provide your employees with health?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.